We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Friday, it is March 5th, it's 2021, and we're going to talk about the truck race for Friday night on today's podcast. We are presented by Superdraft. If you guys haven't checked them out, make sure you head on over there, use the promo code GRINDERS, get a $150 matching bonus on a $150 deposit. If you're not wanting to deposit $150, you can get a matching bonus up dollar per dollar up to $50. So if you guys haven't checked them out, head on over there, check them out. I will have a Superdraft NASCAR play of the day for Sunday's race. They don't offer trucks and Xfinity over there, but they do have a $12,500 NASCAR tournament, $15 buy-in over there for Sunday. So I'll have a Superdraft play of the day for the NASCAR races over there. I already know who it is, and really like him over there. So we'll definitely talk about that. So today, you know, it is actually Friday morning, recording actual morning. You know, I was up late last night working on some truck stuff. If you guys haven't checked out the NASCAR package here at Roto Grinders, rotogrinders.com/premium/NASCAR, all my trucks and Xfinity, all that stuff, you know, up there. So, you know, this race is, you know, the first 1.5 mile race for the truck series on the season. And it's always like super interesting to kind of get a good idea. It's a good idea. Sorry, I was replying to a work thing really quick. Back on track. It gives us a good idea of what we're looking at for the trucks for the upcoming weeks, because they do have some intermediate tracks coming up. They were off last weekend, and Homestead's actually not a bad comp to Vegas. They're both steep tracks. Just Homestead has a lot more tire wear, so it kind of stinks that the trucks weren't running at Homestead last week. You know, so for the trucks, it's always important to kind of, you know, get a few 1.5 mile tracks in. The thing that's interesting about this weekend is Kyle Busch is racing in the truck race starting 29th, and he's a huge favorite to actually win the race from 29th. So he obviously adds like a wrench into things. DraftKings has him priced at like 15,000. So, you know, it's probably not enough honestly, because like when you see a guy in a field of 40 vehicles that is minus 118 to win, you know, there's a good chance he's going to win. He's won his last three races that he's run at Vegas as well. So yeah, it's definitely one of those things where he should do really well. You know, outside Kyle Busch, Sheldon Creed, really good here. Tanner Gray's had some good finishes here. I expect these guys to be popular. Zane Smith, Austin Hill, these guys are going to be really, really popular. You know, you got to kind of decide, are you playing these guys? Are you playing Kyle Busch? I don't like, you can't, luckily, like with pricing, you're not going to be able to play all three of these guys. You know, even if it was possible and you could play all the punts, like you'd really strongly even potentially even consider it, but you can't. You're likely, you know, playing two. Now you can go like Austin Hill and Zane and like one of these other top end guys, and like that's why it's you know, so appealing for Austin Hill and Zane Smith. So it'd be interesting to see like what ownership looks like, but our projected ownership definitely has these guys being pretty popular. Back to like the overall race, you know, the last 10 races here, we're averaging 5 cautions for 25 laps. That takes away some dominator points with only 134 total laps. You know, we're looking at around like 48 to 50 potential dominator points on average here. And then the main dominator has led at least 85 laps in 4 straight races here. So, you know, getting the main dominator and getting the right place differential and getting the finishing positions is going to be the important way to kind of attack this truck race. So I do think it's awesome that the race is at like 9 Eastern, that, you know, that's 6 o'clock out there out in Vegas. So, you know, the stages being kind of short, I don't expect them to give us a competition caution with it being so short. So if we look at like Vegas stats, Sheldon Creed's led 18% of the laps here over the last 4 races. You know, that's, you know, definitely something to kind of note. Brett Moffitt's run 96% of his laps in the top 15 in 6 career races here. That's really, really, really strong. Chandler Smith has run 100% of his laps in the top 15. Only 1 race under his belt, though. So, you know, Kaz Grala, he's not in this race, and he was another guy that ran really strong in the top 15 last year. So, you know, just kind of looking at equipment wise, I expect GMS to be really good. I think something that is to note is like Christian Eckes is not in the same truck as he was in last year for these races, or the year before, and like he has some good stats here, but like his pass differential is not great. Matt Crafton actually has the best pass differential here, but he also has the most races. So, you know, if you look at like percentages, it's probably not as good as some other people. You know, overall, I think, you know, looking at like last year's Vegas stats are definitely important, because we don't have a lot of comps at Vegas. So we look back and like Austin Hill won this race in the playoffs last year. Sheldon Creed finished 2nd. Tanner Gray finished 3rd. Stuart Haas finished 4th. Stuart Friesen. Chandler Smith finished 5th. But yeah, Toyota's been really strong at this racetrack. They're going to have plenty of Toyotas in this race because of some, you know, changes in the off season. So I think Toyota is definitely something we're going to be looking at. It's not a track that we typically see a lot of wrecks. in general. So, you know, we could see potential some pit strategy and stuff with the competition, or not competition caution, the stage ends. So I think, like, just trying to nail, whether it be Sheldon Creed or Ben Rhodes, talked about this in, like, my article. And then, like, deciding, like, if you're going to go with Kyle Busch or not. You know, this is a guy that I said he's won three straight races here that he's running. He's led at least 55 laps in all three of those races. He should be really strong. You know, getting past Kyle Busch and Austin Hill, Zane Smith, Kligerman, Sheldon Creed, those guys. You know, John Hunter is going to be really low owned, and, like, he's another guy that's in a KBM truck that has a ton of experience now, you know, getting a year in Cup. He was really good in the truck series when he ran for his dad's team, Nemco. So I could see him being somebody that's, like, super contrarian that not a lot of people are on. Brett Moffitt, you know, with a new team this year, Nice Motorsports, hasn't shown, like, blistering speed since Ross Chastain, but they spent a lot of money this offseason, so, like, he's somewhat interesting. You know, Ben Rhodes, you're kind of putting him in a group with Creed and Nemechek and maybe even Crafton, and not going too crazy on those guys. Grant Infinger, actually don't like Infinger at all in this one. Like, he's a guy that is usually with Thor Sport, and he's running with the 9 truck in this race. So I just worry about, like, overall speed. It's definitely a lack of, you know, the funding for Infinger this weekend is not going to be like his normal funding. So I just worry about him overall in this spot. Johnny Sauter has some good history here. He's had a really crappy, like, year and a half in the truck series. Ankrum is somewhat interesting at 8,200. You know, Connor Daly should be pretty popular here at 7,700. Just kind of looking through, giving you guys a quick, easy kind of breakdown here. I think Haley Deegan is somewhat interesting if she can keep the truck clean and just gain, like, 5 to 10 spots at this price and the starting spot. It's not the worst. Truex is solid. Anderson has a little bit of upside. It'd be interesting. Like, I don't think Anderson's going to be popular, but, you know, the fact that his, like, average fantasy points per race is 64 or 61. Like, that might make him a little bit more popular than he probably should be. You know, down in this, like, bottom range, it's the value plays are tough. Brett Holmes is a team that it was really strong in ARCA. This would be their first ever truck race. I think, like, starting 38th, he's worth a shot in the dark. Tyler Hill, definitely in play. If BJ McLeod runs the laps starting 39th with that underfunded team, if he runs the laps, he could definitely pay off this price tag. I think the most interesting one is Carson Hotchover. Like, he is someone that has shown that he has some speed in the past, and, like, he is so cheap that if he's able to, like, pull off a, like, I would say maybe, like, a top 13 finish, maybe top 14 finish. Like, if he could pay off, like, a top 13 finish year and just kind of keep track position, and hopefully the truck is not, like, terrible, he's someone that, like, could potentially, you know, outscore all these value guys. And he's going to be a lot, I think, a lot lower owned than these other ones. So he's someone that I think you could potentially look at for tournaments. this truck race is going to be pretty chalky, and trying to find like lower owned plays is definitely tougher. I don't think I have anything else for the trucks. Like, if you want the projections and projected ownership, I'll be in Discord. I have a core plays article that I put out for trucks as well. You guys can check that out here at RotoGrinders for the premium stuff. If you have any questions about the trucks, feel free to hit me up in Discord. Let's before we get into the super draft play of the day, I don't know if you guys have been following me on Twitter. I've been having a lot of fun doing some disc golf stuff over there on Prize Picks. If you guys haven't checked Prize Picks out, there's obviously the RotoGrinders code you guys can use and take advantage of that. I tweeted it out. But let's talk about this disc golf. You know, I already tweeted out the five pick flex that I'm going to do for the second round of Memorial today. I really like Garrett Guthrie under 46. This is a course that like a long thrower can kind of take advantage of. So Guthrie, you know, he had one bad hole yesterday and he still shot 46. So I think he's super interesting. Paul McBeth is putting insane right now. Like, you know, he hit the over yesterday, but I think this is a bounce back round for Paul McBeth. He's the best disc golf player in the world and his putts are just, you know, insane right now. So I think he's someone that, you know, can shoot really low here, move up the leaderboard, and set himself up for the final day. This is only a 3-round tournament, where last weekend's tournament was a 4-round tournament. So I definitely think Paul McBeth is going to set himself up. Big Germ, I think this line is probably one of my favorites of the day. I think his line is just a little too high. Shot really well at the Memorial last year, had a good finish, played well at Vegas last weekend. So I think he just had a kind of a crappy first round, and this is a bounce back spot for him. I didn't post Ezra, but I think Ezra, being a long thrower, is another person that could shoot double digits under par. His line at 46 is kind of tough, because if he could potentially shoot, 45 and go under, like, that's 11 down. That's a really, really strong round. So, I was a little on the fence about McBeth too, being 12 down to kind of hit just the push. But I think he's going to make moves on this one. So I like the over on the two guys that kind of came out and lit the course on fire yesterday. You know, I was looking back through their like history and stuff, and I think like it's definitely a risk taking an over in disc golf after someone shoots a, you know, really strong round one and like the same course for round two. So I also think, like, you know, as much as I'm a fan of Brody Smith, he's one of the reasons that I started watching disc golf in general. He is working on like new form right now. And like that 49.5 last weekend, I probably would have been like all over, the under on that. But the fact that like he changed his form earlier this week during practice has me a little on the fence. Like, I definitely think that if you want to take a shot in the dark, I think he's someone that can definitely go under that number, because like if he could just shoot close, he is someone that has been like working at a very high rate at putting. And he has the scoob, so I definitely think you could take a shot on the under. Like I said, I threw like a secondary like 3, you know, bet in, and I went with like a 3-play flex. I took the under on Brody, the under on Big Germ, and the over on Anthony, with the power play for 5x for $20 with those guys. So threw a secondary play in on those. So podcast one. We'll call that the podcast one. So if you listen to the podcast and you get in on it, there you go. Let's get on to our super draft play of the day. Shorter podcast today. NBA All-Star break. Hopefully everyone kind of took advantage of one last night of NBA on Thursday. Saw some tweets and stuff, so I think that's awesome. My super draft play of the week for NASCAR. Again, if you guys haven't checked them out, use the promo code Grinders. Take advantage of that bonus. But my super draft play this week is going to be Ryan Blaney. Like, Ryan Blaney has a excellent multiplier at 2.45 when you use him as the captain. I think a lot of people are going to use Matt DiBenedetto over there on Super Draft. And like, he is a strong play over on Super Draft. Don't get me wrong. But Ryan Blaney's the guy that I want here. You look at it and he's a guy that can run up in the top five. And at this multiplier, he could just really, like, realistically, he could absolutely break the slate. So, 9 career Vegas races for Ryan Blaney. He's finished in the top 10 in 6 of those races, top fives in 3 of the last 6 races here. So I really like Ryan Blaney at 1.65, and he's someone that I'm definitely going to be using in my captain spot a lot over there. So if you guys haven't checked out Superdraft, they do have a different format for NASCAR. They have a captain spot. They have the multipliers. So you got to kind of have to look through and, you know, try to find the juicy multipliers because there's a lot of them, you know. So you got to mix and match and build multiple teams. But they got tournaments for really everybody over there. Like I said, they got a $15. They got a $5. They got a $1. They got a $55 single entry. So a lot of stuff, going on over there at Superdraft for all sports, really. They got MMA and NHL up as well. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up here for Friday. Again, if you guys haven't checked out the NASCAR package, check it out. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter. Good luck, everyone, and I'll see you guys on Monday.